You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Mikko Rantanen, Manson to McKinnon, bouncing puck, and a goal! Arturi Lehkonen, final second. And a bad play up high. Palat didn't send it in deep. 10 seconds to go. Makar fittingly battling for the puck in the corner. 5 seconds to go. Up it comes to the line. Colorado has won the Stanley Cup.
Welcome on in. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks were with you on a Monday as you play us in here with the Stanley Cup champion, the Avalanche, win it. They were the favorite. They won it. They finished it off last night with a 2-1 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning. We got a lot to get into today. We'll get to some NFL. We're just at about a month from training camp here. So Brad Spielberger joins us a little bit later on. Some NFL news to touch on. Big baseball injury. We got the NBA draft. We haven't discussed with Joe yet. Ole Miss wins the College World Series. We'll get to that. But Aaron, we'll start with a little hockey here because it is over. We have a champion. It is the Colorado Avalanche. And I don't think any of us are surprised. I mean, we didn't count out, you know, Tampa Bay because they had won two in a row and they're a great team. But the best team was the Avalanche in this postseason.
Yeah, I mean, they had been the best season or best team all season. And, you know, nobody's surprised. And Cale Makar, I mean, all of our guests came on. Every time we would ask them, who do you think is going to win the Conn Smythe? They all thought it was him. He finished with 29 points in 20 games, including 7 in the Stanley Cup final. So now he's the youngest player since Taves to win the award and remains second only Bobby Orr among defensemen for points per game in a postseason career. So very impressive for the young Cale Makar to win the Conn Smythe as well. But yeah, I mean, it felt over early, the Stanley Cup final. I personally thought the Lightning Rangers series was more compelling, but yeah, strong performance from the Avs and pretty much what we all expected.
Pretty intriguing. And Aaron, second half, kind of like the NBA. Wasn't that great? Okay, Tampa Bay, Colorado pushed to 6, but were they really pushed? I mean, even though Tampa stole one on Friday, I think we all knew where this one was headed. And it was just domination by the Avs from the start of it. I mean, 16-4 in the playoffs. They played 10 games on the road. They won 9 of them. 9 of 10, they clinched every series on the road. It was truly remarkable. And it's not something we're used to seeing in the NHL. We're used to the chaos and some of those long shots. And they were 5-1, maybe the best number you can get, a 6-1. Before the season started. And I wonder if this is something we should expect more, because in recent seasons, we have seen the preseason favorite raise the cup in the end. Tampa Bay in the 1920 season, they were plus 65, the preseason favorite. The Blackhawks in the 14-15 season, they were 7-1, also the preseason favorite. But of course, we have plenty of examples when we have the super long shots like the St. Louis Blues a few years ago. In season, the Makar thing was strange. It felt like on the Conn Smythe Award, as the playoffs moved along, that the books were slow to adjust. And there was a good week, and we kept talking about it. Like, why are Makar and McKinnon co-favorites? It just never made any sense if you were paying attention to the media coverage of the event. It was all about Makar, and he wins at 23 years old. Makar, before the playoffs got started, you could find him at 18-1. you know, looking back, oh, that's a really good number. When you had the team that was expected to win the cup, they were the favorite to do so. The problem with Colorado is they're just so damn stacked. Like, I don't know before the playoffs started if he was that easy to pick, because, you know, you could throw out five different names on that Avs roster.
Yeah, you could. I mean, the one thing that I think watch, you know, following this, and as we talk through the postseason here in the Stanley Cup, I know hockey's weird. So when a team gets in trouble, you're like, oh, maybe they're going to get knocked out because that happens. But the best time to jump on Colorado was any time there was a little bit of adversity. They didn't have much, but like anytime, maybe after a loss, because Joe, you said it. I mean, they were favorites, right? And they won. That never happens, or it rarely happens in the NHL. We didn't have a ton of betting opportunities on them where the value was off the charts. Maybe after a rare loss, right, when the number for the series or the cup moved a little bit, you know, back in our favor. But it's different. This is not your typical hockey here, because typically hockey is the favorite does not win. We kept throwing out Colorado or the field. Well, Colorado won. So despite how ridiculous that felt, they won. They're the champions here. They were by far the best team, Aaron. I didn't even think it was close watching the postseason.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, what was it, the longest losing streak they had even in the regular season was 4 games. Yeah. So to your point, not a lot of opportunities to find some good value on them, because they were just so dominant all season long and in the playoffs. So it was hard to catch them slipping. But Nathan MacKinnon, you know, he had a goal. So, you know, a lot of strong players on the team that probably could have won the Conn Smythe, but I think most of our guests kept saying Cale Makar whenever they came on the show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was so obvious for like the last month or two by anybody that it was going to be Makar, no doubt. And there was probably value there until, I'd say, the last couple of weeks. There was never really any opportunity. I mean, remember going into the cup, they were minus 200 favorites against Tampa Bay, against the team going for the three-peat. They never trailed in a series. St. Louis, it was 1-1 after 2 games.
They had an overtime
win, and that's probably your best betting opportunity. But the number wasn't going to be good, because at the start of the playoffs, they were plus 350. So if you didn't do a lot taking some shots with other teams, you're probably relieved a little bit. Okay, I didn't miss out. It wasn't one of those crazy years. There was a wild – we love these cross-sport parlays, and I swear I'm going to hit one of my lifetimes. Avs to win the cup. Plus 425, Jokic MVP, plus 135. The third leg was Marcus Smart Defensive Player of the Year at 100-1. A better put down 150 and won $187,000.
Wow.
Those are, I mean, you think about it, Jokic, runaway favorite for the MVP, Avs, prohibitive favorite for the cup. And then the long shot was Smart. I wonder if that better did Avs, Jokic, and a few different crazy long shots. I would think
so. Do it, right? For the Defensive Player of the Year, whoever you want to put in there, Robert Williams or Jaren Jackson or whoever we were talking about during the season. That is an incredible one there. Yeah, you know what? One of us needs to hit one of those on this show one day. There's so much fun.
Yeah.
And like the best part is it carries you through seasons. It's like that future, like just it's going for a year. It could for even months.
About it a little bit here and there. And then it's like, oh, this is still in play.
Well, and then you cash the Jokic, the Smart in. So now all you need is the Avs. And they were never in any trouble. But going into this series, you could have found a way to hedge. You didn't have to. You could have found a way to hedge with the underdog. So you're trying to get down as much money as you possibly can, or you just like start to play it out. You take a 2-0 lead. Like, oh, I don't even need to hedge.
Right.
And all this money coming my way. So yeah, that was fun. Well, you know what was, talk about long shots, how it was a favorite in the NHL, College World Series. We took some shots. We took shots on the wrong teams, but this was the year where it could have worked out for you with all those top seeds going down early. Of course, the Tennessee number was crazy short. Ole Miss wins the College World Series. I saw them at 80-1. Some had them 65, 80-1 range. And the Oklahoma number on the, I know they didn't win a game here, but on the other side, if you have that, and then you obviously hedge out with Ole Miss, man, that was way into triple digits. I'm talking 300, 400 to one. So the College World Series was some big time long shots.
Yeah, and look, we had the right idea with the Liberty bomb we took before the season, right, or during the season. It's just you got to find the right one. But that's right. So we had triple digits there, and then double digits for the College World Series. Ole Miss wins it. And how about on the baseball world, MLB this week, and the enemy of the show, Blake Snell. If we have the audio here, Blake Snell late Saturday night changes the NL MVP race, and certainly changes Philly's futures here. For their biggest fan, Joe O. Here it was Saturday night, late, Phillies at the Padres, and Bryce Harper's season may have come to an end.
Hey. Oh, and he hits him.
Oh, no.
Touching his hand or wrist.
Oh, jeez. And you know what stinks? He turned into it.
I mean, that's a 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yelling out at Snell.
Hey, you know what? That it hurts, right? The guy's hurting. Yep. That's Snell, emotion. Hey, yeah.
Snell saying, my bad, I got you. You're right.
So Harper goes down. It is a fractured left thumb. He's going to see specialists. I mean, this feels like 4 to 6 weeks at the best if it's perfect. Yeah. But if he needs surgery, I mean, who knows? This could be the end of the season or close to the end of the season for Bryce Harper. It's a big blow. I mean, he's an MVP candidate. He was the MVP last year, and now the Phillies have to try to survive without him.
Massive. Yeah, we were watching the highlights yesterday morning, and that came across the TV, and I was a little concerned. I'm like, oh, wait, is my son going to see how much Harper is hurting right now? And me explaining how bad that hurts if it hits your hand or it's on the bat, is he going to want to play baseball? But he still got out there. Yeah, man, that's a rough one. See, the Snell thing with Jake, I know that's the lead in Philadelphia, and it should be. It should be for me with someone as a futures better. But just for the content purposes, for one, Jake Hassan, we do have to point out that Blake Snell has an 0-5 record. But better than that, they've lost every Snell start this year.
Amazing.
Have you noticed that?
It's so crazy. If only there was someone could have just been saying this. You know, I want Blake Snell dragged through the streets. I want this man just absolutely put in like the old timey, like the, what is it called? Put the hands in the arm, like
the what?
Oh my God, what is it called? Like the old timey thing where they lock you in, you put your head through the thing.
Oh yeah, in your arm.
No, that's a lot even for me. Yeah, Joe O, you were onto it.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it called?
What, do you want a blade coming down his neck? What are you saying?
Yeah, guillotine? Is that what we're doing here?
Listen, also, fun fact about the guillotine, last used in 1977. Crazy. Anyway.
Wow, really?
The last time the guillotine was used was the same year A New Hope came out.
What country?
France. Yeah, where? Oh.
Hey. Not here.
Everyone loves a classic.
I know. Well, I will say that he has not allowed more than four runs, but they've lost every start.
Yeah, they've all been in like four innings because he stinks. Yeah,
I know. I understand. Like, let's get him out of here.
He's a loser. Just call it for what it is. He's a loser. You bet against him. You win. He's a loser.
It's crazy.
That's what Jake's been trying to say.
It's crazy.
They're a good team, but they're
future he's a Met loser. Blake Snell.
How much is this going to hurt things, Joe G?
I mean, they won the last two without him, but I think that's a little bit of just, you know, it's a little resurgence
happens.
Here. I mean, you look at their numbers this season when he doesn't play. If you go back to last season, so he hasn't played in 30 games, dating back to the start of last season, they score 3.2 runs without him, 4.7 with him. I mean, it's significant. That lineup looks a lot different. I think they hang around because there's a big gap between them and then the teams that aren't in it. So I do think they hang in the mix, right? 3, 4, 5 back. I don't think they'll fall further than that of that last wild card, but it's hard to see them making the playoffs if he misses a significant portion of the season. Just hard.
Yeah, it is. We'll look at some of those futures later today because there's some intriguing angles with divisions.
Yep.
But it was a action-packed day in Major League Baseball. We got to get to that brawl, huh?
Are we going to fight?
It was legit. That was not hold me back. That was legit.
Two things stood out. One, the pitcher throwing the sunflower seeds on the field. Just you see that? Just tossing them out there.
Yes, launched them.
And then Syndergaard Syndergaard's trying to get himself involved, but his hair is in the way. He has to keep fixing his hair as he's trying to fight. I'm like, what is this?
We also have to talk about what happened around the brawl. There's two very significant with the pizza and with the girl in the stands.
Oh, yeah. That girl was the same girl at the Reds game last year. Remember that little girl? She wore glasses. Joey Votto is her favorite player, and she went to the Reds Padres game last year, and he got ejected, and then she starts crying because he's out of the game. She was at that game.
This is important to know. She's like eight.
Yeah, she's a little girl, and she's at the same game yesterday. Everywhere she goes, crazy things happen. It's nuts.
Parents bringing her to all these games? This is crazy.
Maybe they just there are people that just travel to MLB games.
Yeah, go to different ballparks and stuff in the summer.
They live in Seattle or LA or something. And so the Reds were visiting that area last year, and then Votto got ejected. And this girl, her mom tweeted, like, Winker's her favorite player right now, gets ejected for being in the fight.
This poor kid.
Oh, by the way, screw the Angels. In many ways, I hate that team for so many different reasons. And so throwing at Rodriguez's head was not enough. Not enough. Behind him, at his head. We can't end it there. We got to keep going.
Right.
We all knew what was coming. Everybody knew what was coming with the open when they changed the starter to the opener yesterday.
There was no question that was coming. Joe O, Joe G, and Hawks with BetQL Daily on the other side. MLB futures will reset things after the weekend. And we got to hear about Joe's tournament, how his team did, how the coaching went this weekend. That's next right here on the BetQL Network.